Living in the rising sun, the land of bamboo, Tengu, and Gundam. Like, yo, can't believe I finally made it. Matsuri celebrated Golden Week, hold it down with my cho.
よ、皆さん、マングスティポッドキャストへようこそ。僕はジョンでございます。よろしくお願いします。私はこのポッドキャストのホーストでございます。よろしくお願いします。 Hey everybody, welcome back to the Mangus Day Podcast. I'm your host, John Sensei, and today, like every day, I'm breaking down the world's best language in 30 minutes or less. Today we're talking about something extremely interesting, that will kind of give you a break from all the particles and the things we've been talking about recently. And it's actually more of an interest lesson, in my opinion, than anything else I've really taught so far on this year's 30-day challenge. That is the meaning of verb bases in depth. For those of you who have gone over the 30-day challenge or who are familiar with the verb bases a, i, u, e, o, as well as te and ta, you might be familiar with the fact that, for example, ta means past tense, or that base 4 is usually used with ba, or it's used with a command. However, you may not be familiar with some of the other things that they are capable of in their forms, what their forms mean by themselves. A good example of this is base 3. You can do base 3 verb and make that noun be modified. For example, それは寝る人です. A person that sleeps. I'm simply modifying 寝る, the verb, base 3 in the verb, putting it before a noun. Modifying the noun to making a sleeping person, a sleepy person. I can also do this with by doing my language informally. Base 3 is the most informal way to speak Japanese. I would use this, for example, like I could say, for example, I'm trying to give just an easy idea of something. Ah, 僕は寿司を食べる。私は寿司を食べる。I will eat sushi. 寿司を食べた would be the same way, also in formal Japanese. However, some of these fun ones come in when you start talking about base 2 or when you start talking about base 4. Base 2, or the E base, is often used to make things into a noun. A good example of this is yomi. When you start learning kanji, there are two different readings of something. One is the onyomi, the Chinese-based reading, and the kunyomi, the Japanese-based reading. When you start reading these things, the yomi comes from the word yomu. On yomi. On yomu. So that noun that you have acts in the sentence beginning it, the reading, the noun version of that verb. So Japanese is wonderful and replete with a whole bunch of different ways to actually use the verbs. You'll also see this with verbs like suru, like we talked about, I think, on episode 14 or so, where we talked about how verbs with suru on the end, Sino-Japanese verbs, can you simply take the suru off and make itself into a noun. You can do the same thing with verbs that are ichidan or godan, and turn those into nouns as well. Taberu becomes tabe, you put that with mono, a thing, and tabemono becomes food. And just like that, you've started combining Japanese together in a very complex manner. A manner that it takes years to master in some cases, but you're able to get a good example of this. Now, before we jump into base 5, which means let's verb, yes, let's verb, let's eat, tabemashou, tabeyo, all of these things with base 5, I want to talk a little bit about base 1. I got a message a little while ago about some people asking about putting adjectives in these different bases, thing like the word yabai, and people say yaba. That yaba is actually, yes, it is base 1, but it's actually not technically correct when it comes to prescriptive language. That means it's not, I don't know how to say this, but it's not correct, one could say. But who could really say what's really correct in Japanese? With that, I'll sign off. I'll catch you tomorrow, and good luck. She getting closer, gotta punch in, get to work, sumi masen, chotto matte, kudasai, nampa shita koto nai kedo, anata mecha kawaii, I say facts.